Cranky isn't cranky anymore. Alyssa's cranky.
You know what I want to see in the forest? I want to see a unicorn. Want all you want. Wish in one hand, but poop in the other.
I'm just going to start filling myself with being the same one on this broadcast. Well, hello, 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 fellow addicts. Welcome back to Addicts Live, albeit a few minutes late, sorry. Some mornings we have a little bit more difficulty getting together than others. Happy almost Thanksgiving, everyone. Yes, even if you don't live in the United States and celebrate Thanksgiving next week, everyone celebrates Thanksgiving in the world of TSTO. Everyone. That includes you, Brewers. So for those who don't know, I'm Alyssa, your resident head addict. And joining us on the show this week, as always, the resident cranky old guy, Patrick. Patrick, the one guy that a select few love to hate.
crankier than usual, apparently, lately. But, you know, Thanksgiving always puts a smile on my face. I do not have tofurkey. I have real turkey. That's how we'll just leave it at that. So.
I did stop calling you the not so cranky old guy. I went back to the cranky old guy.
It's so funny. We can, if you want to go there, we can, but I'm going to leave it alone. I mean, I just know that there are certain things that trigger me, apparently. So it's like a PTSD-S, so we'll just leave it at that.
go on. We're also happy to have with us the one, the only, the super saffy, the one who's been deep in the stats and math and craziness, especially with Big Claw and the rocket ship. So Super Saffy's joining us this week live from the great country of Canada, representing all of the Great North.
That's right. Yeah, when you think of Canada, you think of me, right?
Exactly.
So, yeah, I've dwelled into turkey and come up with all the stats and strategies on how best to cook the turkey and how best to eat the turkey. So I'll be happy to share those with you guys today.
Saffy, you are by far my favorite Canadian. By far.
I love it.
What would we
There's
do
There's a book in here somewhere. There's Saffy. A book deal. You truly need a book deal.
I really should.
An Efficient Life by Saffy. Anyway.
So, as a reminder, the show is meant to be interactive. So, ask your questions, share your comments, and let's get going. Also, a reminder, this week we're doing another thought-provoking question, since a lot of times I get yelled at about poll questions. So, the thought-provoking question this week is, while not every country celebrates Thanksgiving at the same time, or Thanksgiving for that matter, what are some good Thanksgiving memories you have? Or is the only exposure you have to the holiday through The Simpsons? So take a minute to answer it, and we'll share your responses later in the show, as well as our own. So let's get to talking about what's going on now. We finally kicked the magic to the curb, and contrary to what EA says, the magic is plenty alive in my parents' marriage. They're actually leaving tomorrow to go on a cruise for their 37th wedding anniversary.
I'm glad you clarified that, and it wasn't just yes, daughter magic, listening at the door.
Okay, and in this rapid-paced world, it's out with the old and in with the new, and as the Thanksgiving event hit our games immediately following the removal of the magic event. Immediately. At least if you're on Android, it was immediate. If you're on iOS, you kind of had to wait a little while.
Okay, once again, I do not accept responsibility for this. I realize the EA isn't happy with me, and I am an iOS user, but I do not accept responsibility for the delay.
So. Patrick, it's all your fault, man. All your
it
fault.
It is.
So before we get into this, Ebron wants to know, Saffy, you're the Canadian version of the Butterball Hotline?
Yeah, just call 1-800-TURKEY-C for Canada.
All right, so let's get into the Thanksgiving mini event, and Saffy Brooders is very happy you're here. So let's get into it. The good, the bad, the ugly. What do you guys think? Pat,
I'm fine with it. I mean, first of all, I was exceedingly happy to see the magic go away. But it's, you know, it's kind of a typical mini event. You just stay at it. You keep tapping through and you get your stuff. It's got some, you know, really funny dialogue. I mean, in years past, I admit that I would have been off put by the way they kind of make fun of game players, which is kind of a thread for these guys. It's a theme. I thought some of that dialogue was hilarious, and I didn't repost it because I didn't want to start a big debate about, you know, them making fun of us playing blah blah blah. But I thought it was really quite clever. And, you know, the prizes are okay. It's fine. The when you zoom in on the little cattle pen, it breaks your heart just a little bit, but not that much. So
it doesn't bother me. I eat veal. It doesn't bother me.
That's right. Yours would have been little teeny baby cows.
we had veal on Thursday on Wednesday night for my husband's birthday.
Well, I had one of the hamburgers from the Sandwich League last night. That is one of the places that was featured on the, what is that, Dumpsters, Dives, and whatever, the 3 D's. The thing Triple is like D. This big. It's like bigger than your head. But anyway, a lot of beef. How about you, Saf?
I'm enjoying the event. I mean, it's still the past mini event that we just had with Cheddar Barrel Farms. I think that was the best mini event we've ever had. So it's not nearly as good or thrilling as that, but it's nice to have Conrad and Quinn in the game. I'm pretty happy with the prizes and the prize track. It's a mini event. It's nice, easy, nothing too hard, nothing too special.
So I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to say it for all the people who like to whine about not having downtime. Guys, this is your downtime, okay? This is your downtime. Most people are almost done with the event. Most people, including me, who's been like tapping maybe once, maybe twice a day, I'm almost done. So you've got 2 weeks of this. It's until the end of November this goes. And if you don't consider this your downtime, or at least there's still something going on in the game, I don't know how to help you. But it's your pretty typical standard mini event. You got an animated task as a prize. You got a couple buildings. You got a couple decorations. You got a new skin for Lisa. I would have preferred to get an actual character in the quest line or in the prize track, but it is what it is.
Uh-oh.
Did she freeze? Okay. All right, I thought it was me.
Cool! we I think EA is after Alyssa. She froze up. This is great.
You're taking over, Pat.
This is like one of those evil sci-fi things. That was cool, Alyssa.
What is the last thing I said?
I don't know, but the thing that's cool is that just started the whole conspiracy theory that Safi and I slowly or surely are coming in to take everything over, bumping off the old guard one by one. We haven't heard from Joe for a while. We don't know where he is, do we, Safi? Wink, wink. Oh, that's funny.
I'd like to point two things out, first of all. First of all, for No More Shiny, who was so clever last year to recognize the Nemo balloon that was our mascot on the show, we now have a replacement balloon, Minnie Mouse, left over from Riley's birthday party. So slowly, over the next few months, we'll get to watch Minnie Mouse slowly deflate. But for now, we can enjoy having Minnie on the show. Second thing I'd like to point out is, despite the fact that we're all happy to have No More Magic, today is November 18th, and November 18th is Mickey Mouse's birthday. So happy birthday to the big mouse. You guys can see a photo, maybe.
I didn't know that. That's my sister's birthday, too. I had no idea. I'm going to start calling her Mickey from now on, because big brothers can do that. Okay, Mickey. Happy birthday,
there
Mickey.
There you go. So today is Mickey Mouse's birthday. So even though we're happy the magic is no longer in our games, at least I'm very happy to have the magic of Mickey Mouse. So that being said. But yeah, so a pretty standard mini event. And yeah, I mean, what do you guys think? We like to criticize EA when things go wrong, and we do it quite well. But it's important to criticize EA when they do something right. In this case, in my opinion, or not to criticize, compliment, sorry.
compliment. Wait, you're starting to sound like me. It's always cranky.
I haven't had enough coffee yet. It's important to compliment EA when they do something right. And in this case, I do like the nice touch that they did by changing the splash screen and changing the icon, even for a mini event, even though it's just adding a couple turkeys to the standard splash screen, I think it's a nice touch. I was happy to see that, and I don't know about you guys, but I enjoyed it.
It's a lot less lazy. It's a lot less lazy for sure. The interesting thing for me is that it does feel like it kind of ebbs and flows, which I think goes back to my original theory that there is more than one team that doesn't necessarily work together on this game. And it always feels to me like, you know, some of these mini events are actually, as you said, Safi, better than the big events. And I would like to see it go back to a 4-week or something like that instead of 6. But, you know, EA's here. They're still providing entertainment. It's still free. And if you want a donut farm, it's free forever and ever and ever. Amen. So there you go.
I think the splash screen, the timing of the splash screen was perfect with Pat's article. You got turkeys chasing Homer. Yeah, it's nice to have a nice little splash screen for a mini event. I think this is the first splash screen for a mini event, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the first time they changed a splash screen for anything other than a major event. So yeah. I liked it. I appreciate it.
You do have to admit, though, that we have become fairly well-trained that EA is going to be lazy, because doing art for a splash screen really isn't super difficult. And you kind of wonder why they hadn't done it before. But these are Matt Groening art pieces, supposedly, so it's nice to know that Matt's taking the next step, right?
Yeah. Well, I think that a lot of times they don't do them because the event, they pull an event, they change the splash screen back to the original splash screen, and then usually a day or two later, then they launch an in-game update. That's a lot of times why I think they don't change the splash screen. In this particular case, they did it the same day, which I don't think any of us were really expecting. No, I expected to see Thanksgiving Wednesday, not Tuesday, which was nice. But I think that's why they were able to do it in this particular case.
It could have something to do with the overall turkey conspiracy that I have, that the turkeys are, in fact, trying to take over the world. You know, Joe's got Scientology. I have living proof that turkeys are now everywhere. And, when you Google being chased by a turkey, I was shocked at how many states have people being rampantly chased by turkeys, including postal workers, apparently are their favorite target. How about you, Safi? Do you have turkeys up there?
I actually have turkeys in my backyard. I have this mama turkey with little chicks, seven or eight chicks. I left my cell phone upstairs, but I have pictures of it, too.
Is that what a baby turkey's called, a chick?
I don't know what it's called, actually. I don't know, turkin. I don't know what it's called. Let me see if I have a picture of
a turkling? Turducken? Oh, no, that's wrong. That's not it.
Turducken? No. Yeah, we definitely have turkeys. They roam around my backyard from time to time.
That's wild. Literally.
Yeah.
What's interesting is you do realize, and I didn't bring this up because I didn't want to start another war, but you do remember that Benjamin Franklin wanted to make the turkey the national bird of the United States. He fought about it for weeks and weeks, apparently. I mean, big time. He thought it was the best bird to represent the United States. So, I don't know. They're coming back. They're coming back to take over. Maybe they'll take over Congress. Who knows? It'd be great.
I feel like they're already taking over Congress.
The turkeys. Okay.
I'm not sure if you can see that. There we go.
Wow, you have little turklets.
Yeah, right behind them, a little trail of them.
Makes me want to sing the Adam Sandler turkey song. Gobble, gobble, gee, and gobble, gobble, giggle.
They don't stay small very long, that's for sure. Man, they get big fast. So it's the last F, remember, on my post.
So let's talk about the iOS delay with this event. That was a hot topic. Listen, personally, it's good business for me when EA screws up, because
the hits
or somebody screws up. Yeah. Sorry, it's go through the roof.
Yeah.
It's okay.
That's right. Oh, then she froze again. No, this is this. I'm telling you, this is EA is on this somehow. She was right in the middle of calling out EA, and she's frozen.
That's what happens when you mess with EA.
Wow. It's either that or turkeys. I think this is hilarious. You were just talking about EA, Alyssa, and you froze up solid.
Mid-sentence of EA. Yeah.
Maybe we can only talk about turkey then.
Maybe so.
This is fun.
You need to check your connection. Is your husband like watching three channels of football at the same time?
I think he's upstairs watching college football, but I'm literally like 5 feet away from the router. So.
Wow. I don't know what to say.
I'm telling you, it's anyway. EA.
It's probably EA. Scientologists are coming after me now.
I mean, the whole thing with the iOS update, as everybody pointed out, is that usually there's a delay somewhere else. iOS is usually one of the first to go. There's so many reasons that it can happen that, you know, I always laugh because I do think back to the first 3 to 4 months of the game's life, and they would have server outages that were 2 and 3 days long. It was just standard. Nobody was surprised. It was, okay, I can't play. I'll keep checking and see if the game's back on. No one cared. I mean, it was hilarious. Now if we're down for, you know, well, in this case, what was it, 12 hours, 18 hours, maybe something like that, people are freaking. And, you know, I was surprised, but at the same time, it's like, you know.
Some of the freakouts.
The important thing to note is that it didn't impact anything. You lost 12 hours, but you didn't really lose much because most people will finish this event tomorrow. So you didn't lose much.
Yeah, it was hilarious to see some of the comments where people were like, oh, no, I'm not going to be able to finish this mini event. EA, you've ruined my life.
I don't know, the image of the four kids in the back seat saying, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? First of all, constantly hitting the thing. But they act like it's like we have to get there to get some kind of inoculation against the dread disease. If we don't get there, we're all dead. It's like, God.
I think for the next contest, I'm just going to give out Ritalin.
Yeah, there we go.
Get everybody to calm down.
Like you said, mini events always start usually one day after the event. So maybe Apple and the App Store were expecting it to hit on Wednesday. So maybe.
Yeah. It was pretty rapid fire. Yeah. It was pretty rapid fire. I was really hoping for a day off. You know, and the other thing I got to say.
You got one anyway. So what are you? You have iOS. Yeah, you got a day.
No, it's true. It's true. It's absolutely true. What's hilarious to me now is the way that these things hit. In my life, my schedule, Tuesdays are the absolute worst day for me. I've got so many meetings back-to-back that are standard standing meetings that I really can't sneak off to the bathroom, you know? And when Alyssa tapped, hey, it's live on whatever, I was like, ah, no! And then, of course, it didn't happen. So, I don't know, maybe I willed it. Maybe it really is my fault. Maybe it was all me. So,
well, you know, I had the week from hell this week, so it hitting when it did was okay, but not okay. So yeah, it happens.
I think that's a really good thing to point out, though, is that life does trump TSTO. I'm just going to point that out, and I think we need to try to keep that in mind.
Well, that's why I put on the post. You know, I'm really busy at work today because it's been the week from hell at work. And, you know, you guys laughed away, and most people understood. So that was fine. Most people were just upset because they didn't get it on iOS yet. So,
yeah.
But the moral of the story is get an Android phone. It's way better.
Oh, God. Don't start that conversation.
I still say go BlackBerry.
Yeah.
go to the original, the CrackBerry.
Yeah. I mean, once you're in, you're in. Once you're opted in, you're done. My final assimilation to the Apple world for my phone, although I'm PC in the rest of my world because of my work, but the final assimilation was Apple Music. It's like, oh my God, that's crack. I mean, it's like $9.99 a month and you get as much music as you can listen to and download. It's too much. Anyway, yeah, I'm done now. I can't switch. I have too many obscure bands on my phone.
Let's take a couple of reader input from the event. Amy says, I'm glad the Trios of Horror event is gone. Overall, I like the Thanksgiving event, but if EA ruins the winter/Christmas event, I'm going to be really, really mad. I'm Jewish, so I think it would be really nice if we could see a Hanukkah or Kwanzaa element for the winter event, as well, especially since we now have Rabbi K in the game. We're going to talk about, I know Sam asked this as well, we're going to talk about Christmas next episode, because I'm trying to keep it this to Thanksgiving, because some people, it's too early to talk about Christmas. hopefully the Christmas event doesn't hit, because EA kind of threw me for a little bit of a loop by when this ends, because this ends on a Monday. Did you guys notice that this event ends on a Monday? Yep.
No, I'm a little nervous about it myself. I think there's a really good chance, unless there's an episode tie-in, I think there's a really good chance Christmas might come early this year.
And if Christmas comes early, we're not going to do a preview, and I'm sorry, guys, but, you know, I'm trying to keep this one to Thanksgiving, but I'm a little nervous that we may see Christmas on Tuesday, November 29th, which I feel like would be super early. Is it the 29th? No, November 27th.
It's not. Okay, look, I hate to say this, but by all things that determine when you can talk about Christmas, it's not too late or too early, because the Macy's Day Parade and Santa will have happened by then. So that's always the indicator.
I will tell you that I start talking about Christmas in September. So
no, I know that. Yeah,
it's never too early for me. My lights in Springfield are on right now.
Wow. And to that point, Macy's had their Christmas stuff in there in September too. I took a picture of that. So
yeah, I saw that. So
too far.
But let's take some more feedback. Bruder says, "Happy birthday, Mickey Mouse! How old? I believe he's 89, and they could have given us a turkey NPC this year. It's one of the few I am missing. You're missing the turkey NPC. I know that was out the first, you know, Thanksgiving, and then I think that at the second Thanksgiving, but I feel like they've constantly brought it back. You're missing that?
Was it the first? I think it was the second, wasn't it?
Maybe it was the second, the 2013, yeah.
It was the second. It's been a long time, yeah.
Where you kept tapping all the little turkeys, and eventually if you tap 20, then 50, and then it unlocked. Yeah, I think it was the second one.
Right, yeah.
That's
right.
Which is my first Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I don't mean to grind it into those who don't have it, but it is funny. And they do have a good animation, and it makes a great turkey sound when you tap it. So
at first I thought you said it makes a great turkey salad when you tap it. I was like, that's the wrong animation. That's you don't make sense.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Ebron says, I have iOS, and after the update finally loaded, the game was super laggy. Still a little laggy today, so there may be something glitchy that they were trying to fix before they released the update.
Possible.
And Bruder says, I agree, Android all the way. Samsung rules.
I'm living
the best. Here we go. See what you've done. iPad.
I got the iPad with a Samsung Galaxy phone. It's perfect.
Yeah, see, I have all of them, kind of. I have IBM and the rest of my world, or, you know, PC. But I have an iPhone. I do have a Kindle Fire, and I have an iPad. So, yes, I can go anywhere I want, but I choose not to. I was resolute to wait for iOS because my phone is way faster than all the other devices.
Well, if you get an iPhone 10, you can send emoji videos, which are hilarious because my nephews like to send me little videos of them being poop, singing, I'm a piece of poop, I'm a piece of poop.
Someone's gonna make a gif of that.
they may have lost me on 10. We'll have a discussion about that later on. But I've actually got enough information on 10 that I may be staying with my 6S Plus for a long time. So we'll see.
So let's talk about what everybody really cares about with this time of the year, and that's the Black Friday sales.
Ah.
I don't know how it is in other countries because I don't know how it works. I know in America, the day after Thanksgiving is Black Friday. So for those who are not familiar with that terminology, that's what that is. And it's because all the stores turn their coding system to black. But we call it Black Friday. It's when everything's crazy, super ridiculously cheap. People get in line and for hours upon hours to buy something that they don't need for something really cheap because it's really cheap. So yeah, in our game, in the past few years, we've had Black Friday sales. Sometimes it's been donuts, which I always appreciate when it's discounted donuts. Other times it's been items that are offered at the rebate price or just at a discounted price, or most of the time it's with a rebate. This year, Safi, you want to talk about it a little bit? Because we're going to have a post. Sorry, we're going to have a post up early next week about what you can expect on Black Friday. And then as it gets closer, we're going to release individual posts for each, for everything. So you guys have a little more information, but I want to give you guys kind of a heads up as to what to expect. So Safi's going to preview it for you.
So it's a little different this year than most. You know what? I didn't do a quick refresher on this. So I think it's best if you cover it actually, because
you want me to cover it?
Yeah.
Okay. So this
year, that was your opportunity to step up, Saf. Sorry, you're down. You're still back in middle management now. Sorry.
Safi doesn't want anybody to yell at him. That's the problem. he's perfectly content with me getting yelled at.
So I should introduce it, right? Yeah.
So this year there are going to be mystery boxes, a vast variety of mystery boxes, more mystery boxes than you can count on one hand. And some people more than you can count on two hands, depending on how many fingers you've lost in various accidents.
are they still six donuts?
Say that again?
Are they still six donuts each, the mystery boxes?
Six? No, not those mystery boxes. Not the Burns mystery box. These would be mystery boxes like we've had for the events where you've got like the Halloween, where it's all like Halloween themed things and music theme, that type of stuff. This case, you've got various ones. They're going to range in price. I think, I can't remember what the cheapest one is, but I know like the most expensive one was like 60-something donuts with various items in there. They're all going to be different themes. So you can get characters, you can get buildings, you can get stuff from events past. There's all kinds of stuff that's going to be coming back in these mystery boxes at a deep discounted price. But it's a mystery box, so it's still a crapshoot, depending on what you have. If you have everything except for one item, it's not a crapshoot because you know what you're going to get. If you have nothing, no guarantee as to what you're going to get. There is another mystery box that we have to wait and see truly how it plays out, but it looks like, and as much as people are going to sit and tell me that I'm wrong and that I don't know what I'm talking about, it does look like EA is confirming my theory of adding a third premium currency in the form of cash money. It looks like there's going to be a third mystery box that you have to use tokens for. And in order to get the tokens, you have to actually spend cash on donuts.
Oh my god.
Yep.
Nobody wants to believe me.
So let's back that up. So you'll have the option to spend cash, game cash, to acquire donuts. Then you can acquire tokens with those donuts, right?
No. Not game cash, sorry, real cash.
Yeah, you have to use actual physical cash. Cash money.
You know how the donut bundles right now, you can buy
like
a box of 12 or a tray of 12, etc. When you purchase those donut for whatever, 99 US cents or $1.39 Canadian, whatever, you'll get two tokens or three tokens depending on which bundle of donuts you buy. And with those tokens, you can then purchase mystery boxes and get those items that are in the mystery box.
And is this confirmed? Is this real?
Look, I can't confirm it until it hits the game because I don't know. It looks like that's how it's going to play out, but you never know how something's going to play out until you, because you're looking at source code, and source code can always slightly vary depending on how it's in the game. Because remember last year with the tickets, with the golden tickets to get those other mystery boxes, you and I were talking about it, and we were trying to figure out exactly how it would work, and we weren't 100% sure. Right. So, but.
This could be very interesting, right?
It looks like a lot of the stuff in the token mystery box is kind of meh. So some people might choose to skip it anyway. A lot of it's just meh. I think it's like a trial for them. But let this be a lesson to people, because everybody likes to tell me that I'm wrong. Guys, I've been playing this game for a very long time. I am 59 posts shy of 3,000 posts about the frickin' Simpsons tapped out. Okay. I know what I'm talking about. I can see patterns that EA is doing. I know when EA is doing a trial, and I'm not trying to give you guys a lecture, but I'm trying to say that I can see what they're doing. And they're trying to manipulate the premium currency so that nobody complains when something costs 150 donuts, but then they're saying, ooh, you know what? You guys, those donuts, you know, those are great, but look what cash can get you. Look at this. You can get this great shiny new toy for cash.
Okay.
That's what they're doing. Nobody wants to believe me, but that's what they're doing.
I'm going to take one giant leap forward into Mr. Pragmatism here, and no one's going to like this. Anybody is going to like this, but I'm going to say this, okay? I have been in advertising and marketing my entire life, my entire adult life. Black Friday in the real world is a giant ruse. All they do is mark things up to mark them down to make things move. And it starts earlier and earlier every year. Black Friday doesn't exist, really. They've been doing huge discounts online from the major retailers for the last month and a half now, and they're ramping up. Now, what I will say about TSTO Black Friday is that most of the stuff is all old stuff. It's all old. It's the same stuff that they trot out all year long, you know, when they bring something back and they put it in the mystery box and blah, 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 or in the safe. It's the same stuff. What EA is not doing is giving us compelling new stuff, new content, things that we should get excited about. And what they do every year before the holiday thing hits, and this is my experience too, right before the holiday hits, they trot out this giant mesh of stuff that may or may not be great that we all are compelled to spend a bunch of donuts on. And then when the real holiday hits that has generally some good stuff in it, I mean, new compelling content, we're short of donuts and lo and behold, we have to go spend money. So to Alyssa's point, we are in a point now where they are figuring out that the donut farming and all the other things has made some of the things that we just talked about kind of, you know, meh-ish, because you can always buy whatever you want if you donut farm. They're now saying in their own way, Alyssa's exactly correct, that if you want the really cool stuff, and it may be for this holiday event, you have to spend money to get the ducats to buy the stuff, da-da-da-da. Yeah, it's evil. It's evil personified. But welcome to the world of advertising and marketing. If you
five years, they got to do something, right? I mean, they're still making money on the game, but they got to do something to get people.
Well, they're leveling the playing field. They're going back to rewarding the people that give them money. And if I was a business, I'd do the same thing, frankly. You know,
but
it is what it is.
But I will say the stuff that's in the mystery box that you have to spend tokens on, I don't think it's that great. You know, the best thing in that box is the nerds. You're going to get Gary, Doug, and Benjamin. That's the best thing in that box, in my opinion. The other stuff, it's okay, but it's not, you know, there's far better things that you can spend donuts on. Yeah, I'm sorry, in the max. The max donut price is 80. Sorry.
Yeah. I'm just saying it's whether they do this same thing for the holiday content that could be new content. That's going to be interesting.
I expect to see something that people want, maybe Santa, available for cash. In the like Swiggy Voice Teen was, I expect to see something like that in for Christmas. Now, I'd spend cash because it's Santa, but that's my own personal take on it. But I will say, we are going to have a post. I think Safi has graciously offered to take a lot of workload off of me so that I can enjoy the holidays here with my family. Because while Thanksgiving is Thursday, it's really in this house, the day after Thanksgiving, that's our big holiday. Our Black Friday, that's when we decorate. That's when we have our own little family Thanksgiving where it's just the three of us. It's nice. So Safi has graciously offered to cover the Black Friday sales for everybody. So he will hopefully have a post ready. I'm hoping Monday, Saf, maybe Tuesday.
Yep. Yeah, we could do Monday.
Okay. Where it's gonna say how much the box is gonna cost, what's gonna be in the box, in theory, everything's going to be a assumption because we never know until it's actually in the game.
EA is after us. I'm telling you. Every time we start talking about EA, she blows up.
So, yeah, we don't know what's going to be in the boxes. But, yeah, well, actually, we can't say for
detailed
sure
what's going to be in the boxes. Say that again?
Yeah, so, no, I was just saying that with the boxes, they are mysteries. And anything in the coding, we can't guarantee for sure whether it will actually hit. There's things that were in the coding from ages ago that are still not released in the game. So it's right. Speculation, but yeah, we just want to give you guys a heads up. So you'll see a post on that next week or this week.
Try to give you guys as much information as possible for something like this. Because I know this is, for a lot of people, this is what you save your donuts for. A lot of people who don't donut farm to any big scale, this is what you save your donuts for. So this, you know, we'll try to get you guys some information so you can kind of plan and budget and figure out exactly what's going on with it. I can also tell you that nothing, from what I can see, nothing in the boxes is new. Everything looks like old stuff. So if you have everything, you don't really get a Black Friday deal, and that's normal. There also will be a Cyber Monday deal, like there is every year. And because it's Cyber Monday, every year the offer that they give, it's always a new thing, but it's usually something tech-related. Last year it was it last year the Yard Work Simulator and Chum?
Like Truckosaurus was 2 years ago.
Yeah, Truckosaurus. So this year it's going to be the one robotic thing you see in your character collections that some people have asked where it is. That will be on Cyber Monday. I'm not going to go much further into details on that, but you guys can figure it out.
Because EA will freeze your screen again if you do.
Well, I feel bad too because I didn't mean to like be very lectury about the cash and stuff on that, but you know.
What do you mean? You can't feel bad about being the queen of EA? No, I'm sorry.
Some days I just like to say, "Ha ha! I told you so." And this is one of those days. Sorry.
Well,
I need a win. It's been a rough week. I needed a win. This is my win. Sorry, guys.
Not a girl. Go for it.
So anybody
we'd
else?
We'd put you on your shoulders if we could.
I mean, I've said it before a few times. Black Friday is like my favorite event of the year. It's where I got most of my premium characters because I was freemium for the longest time. Anytime I got gift cards, I saved them up and I bought boatloads of donuts and I would spend them all at Black Friday. So yeah, this year's gonna be a little bit different. Look forward to the post.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, I do think mystery boxes at this point are here to stay. We're probably gonna see one or two boxes in event, and I like that they add those because then you don't have your store cluttered up with a lot of returning content. There's still returning content, but a lot of it's in the mystery box, and it's just there.
Yeah, of course. The only thing I dislike there is it's a modeled, watered down version of the wheel. Yeah, I mean you get it, but you don't get it. But I'm going to spend three more times to try and get the one I really wanted. It is fascinating.
But at least when you win a prize, it's not replaced by a pink fence.
This is true. This is absolutely true. Yes, God. Ah.
So yeah, what are you going to say, Pat?
No, I'm just saying it's funny. Is that when I look back at all the content that I don't have, there's a couple of them that I might go for. And since our last live, I admit readily that I am a Team Safi donut farmer. I'm in my second cycle right now. I've got 400 and I'm approaching 500 donuts or something right now. The whole thing is, what do I want to spend them on? I'm still waiting on something worth spending my donuts on. I'm not sure I want to go to Herb Powell. Herb Powell's one of those ones I might do. I might go to, my brain just blanked out on the band leader. What's his name?
Mr. Dewey?
Yeah. There we go. So Mr. Dewey. Yeah, I mean, and that's one I should have, but I don't. So, you know, we'll see. The old stuff is the old stuff. I got Bleeding Gums Murphy. I got the monorail. I'm kind of happy. I'm easy, you know? So.
Right, let's take a couple readers.
My list. I've been waiting for Herb Powell to go on sale at Black Friday for ages. So
who's that?
It's a good one. Yeah, it's a good one.
Danny DeVito.
I totally missed it. Say that again. Who was it?
Herb Powell.
Oh, Herb. Yeah, Herb is a good one. I have them all.
I don't have either of those two. I mean, when I look at my phone and I look at the number of premium ones I don't have, it's a pretty big list. But there's a number of people that I just like, no, I don't think so. And to that point, the latest premium offering is a character that literally I had no idea who it was. Had to go and look for it and then went, oh, okay, but it's not worth 150 donuts. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm so still picky.
Let's take a couple of reader thoughts about Black Friday and Christmassy stuff. Bruders says that Christmas should not start until after her birthday. Bruders, when's your birthday? And she's happily going to enjoy whatever Christmas brings, even pagans do. Bite your tongue.
Okay.
I told Russian Tigger the other day that if EA ruins Christmas for me, I'm done. If they half-ass Christmas, I'm done. You guys can find a new beer.
Man, I don't like the sound of that because I think that there's the whole teaser that they had didn't sound very Christmassy to me. No. But we'll see. Yeah.
If I don't get a jolly fat guy at some point,
look. If I put on a red suit, will that help you? but I'm not jolly. So.
Yeah,
that was a cranky fat guy. You hostage.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm holding you hostage. You're tech support that I've been doing for the last 5 years, if you give me a crappy Christmas, I'm done.
Wow.
Bye, guys.
And the problem is that there's nothing we can do at this point. It's in the code. It's done. They're finished with it. They're ready to launch it. They can't go back now.
Of course, what I view as a good Christmas and what somebody else views as a good Christmas is completely subjective, too. So,
this is true.
But if I see pagans, too, guys, I'm running. And it has nothing to do with pagans. It has to do with how crappy that event was. All right, so Zeternets says Santa Claus parade today in Winnipeg. Temperature is -12 Celsius. Turkeys are still turkeys are all frozen. How cold is -2 Celsius for us Americans, Safi?
-12. I think that's about 8 or 10 Fahrenheit.
That's cold. Wow. That's cold.
That's cold. So, yeah, I'm going to a duck game today, and I'm absolutely overjoyed that for whatever reason. It's going to be supposedly like 55 and clear. It has been raining and cold the last 2 weeks. I mean, windy, crappy, horrible weather. And for whatever reason, we're getting decent weather and our quarterback back. So it's like, okay, well, I guess we'll go to the duck game.
Yeah, just Google search. It's 10.
10 yeah, degrees?
Cold. Yeah.
I've never really understood that. It's not even – I don't know. It's not even metric or anything. I don't know. I don't get it.
So, all right. So Jay Cargith says, I like mystery boxes if only because I won't have to struggle to be untapped out at certain limited times to get whatever character I want, like with previous Black Fridays. That's true. The previous Black Fridays, mm-hmm. everything was timed. We'll have to see how this one plays out for real, but we'll see. Ebron says, Peasant Squeaky Voice Team was a cash-only character. I'd be shocked if they didn't do the same for a desirable character during the Christmas event. And Bruders has – Fred says Mr. Sparkle is his character of choice. Bruders has a lot more to say. She says, we have Black Friday here in the UK too. It's hell on earth. Avoid all shops. It's not worth it. I'm really looking forward to the mystery boxes and TSTO this year. So much stuff. She hopes we get one free token, which I believe you will get at least one free token. And she's happy that we're sharing the spoilers for Black Friday because she loves them. And she's a total sucker for the boxes. She wants to open every single one. Last Christmas, I spent all my money trying to win the darn raccoon. And yeah.
Would somebody – this is off topic. Go ahead. No, go ahead. Finish up.
Well, Sam added, I wouldn't mind Christmas starting the 28th as long as it's not Pagans 2 and something different in terms of an advent calendar, gift-giving, snowball fights, etc. Maybe I'll do a post about it. Wink, wink. Yes, Sam is doing a Christmas preview post on the site. It should be up next week. So I'll have that for you guys as well from Sam. I also have a fun post up my sleeve as soon as I can pull the crankiness out of my butt this week.
What? Careful where you put the crankiness. I'm sorry.
That came off a little.
Not going there. Okay, listen. I have to ask.
It seems like I pulled the stick out of my butt. Yeah, all right, how's that?
That sounds better. Yeah.
I have a special request to all the community because it's driving me nuts. I brought this up one other time when Mr. Sparkle came out. Mr. Sparkle, at one point, says something. I mean, it's a random thing, one of those things that comes up. I cannot decipher it. Please help me because it drives me nuts. It's when he says, there's a sound above the icon. I mean, it sounds like he's saying, like, I have something between my acorn or something. It's the one thing I cannot decipher. Everything else is Mr. Sparkle now. I mean, it's hilarious. But the one deal I can't figure out is the one that says, like, my knee's between my acorn or something. What is it? What does it say? It makes me crazy. I laugh.
I don't know.
It makes me crazy.
I'll get you the isolated audio and you can just listen to it back.
I have done that. I can't decipher it.
I think I gave it to you already.
Maybe it's truly Japanese or something. I don't know.
Well, if anybody knows the answer to that, you can email Patrick at...
TSTO Patrick, no K, at gmail.com. And lots of people have been emailing me the last week. And it's been lovely, having some lovely conversations with TSTO addicts. So there you go.
Yes. So if you want to yell at Patrick or you want to praise Patrick, TSTO Patrick, P-A-T-R-I-C,
yes.
At gmail.com.
Yes.
All right. We were going to talk about memorable Simpsons Thanksgiving episodes, but there's only one. And I feel like we talked about it last year. So watch it. Bart versus Thanksgiving. It's a good episode. Most of the stuff comes from that. I do wish we got the balloon from last week's episode of Homer shooting confetti out of his butt. I thought that would have been really funny. I think EA missed the boat on that.
It was a good balloon.
I thoroughly would have enjoyed that. Every time he tapped it shoots confetti. That would have been awesome.
It would have been fun. Yep.
Next Thanksgiving, EA. All right, so let's talk about Thanksgiving in general. Let's go back to the thought-provoking question. Bruder says, I live in the UK, have only been lucky enough to visit the USA on a few occasions, one being Thanksgiving. I've never been a fan of turkey, but the meal cooked that day by our American family was incredible, absolutely delightful. My birthday always falls on or around Thanksgiving, too, so we will be celebrating that next weekend. My question is, what does Thanksgiving actually mean, and what do you give a vegetarian to eat that day?
I think I covered this.
Topher?
Yeah, Topher. that's the go-to these days. What's hilarious is I live in Eugene, Oregon, which is about as PC as you can get in regards to the whole vegetarian, all that stuff. So the tofurkey thing started here a lot earlier than it did nationally. People were molding tofu into all kinds of shapes. I mean, hot dog, all kinds of stuff. So when they first started really coming out with, you know, these things that looked kind of like a turkey but tasted nothing like a turkey, I was like, okay, whatever's good for you. But as far as the whole holiday, yeah, it's one of those kind of it started with a greeting card, like most of the holidays in the United States, and it does celebrate.
It started with the pilgrims.
Well, no, but that's from the greeting card myth. But anyway, yes, supposedly that the pilgrims were saved by the Indians, the Native Americans, to be correct, and to celebrate that they had a big feast and everybody got together and everything was wonderful, and that's supposedly where the mythology of Thanksgiving comes from. It was, in fact, actually a greeting card concept, and we'll go from there. So,
where the pilgrims landed on Plymouth Pebble, because if you've actually seen it, even though it's called Plymouth Rock, it literally is a pebble.
Yeah.
It's not very big.
Yeah, and it was, and yeah, there's, and we then, don't want to go into the whole mythology.
And then they burned witches at the stake. So,
well, and then stole all the land for the rest of the next two decades. Yes, it's a very convoluted holiday. Let's just leave it at that.
And everybody else watching, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. You guys all know that I love meat immensely. Like, I love steak. I love veal. Oh, I love veal. I hate turkey.
Little baby cow.
turkey. Like, I'll eat turkey club sandwiches. Like, I'll eat processed turkey, which is really weird, but I hate turkey. I cannot stand turkey.
White meat or dark meat, any of it doesn't, you hate it all.
I hate turkey. Oh, I hate it. It's so gross. I hate it.
Is that prep, so, though? Is it the prep by the cooker? Who's the one that's cooked?
I've had turkey from a million. I've had all different kinds. I've had smoked turkey. I've had deep fried turkey. I've had roasted turkey. I've had all kinds of turkey from all different people that have made it. It tastes like crap. Wow. I just don't like turkey.
Well, as I wrote about it, I had a mixed thing with turkey because my mom, bless her heart, there's not a piece of meat my mom can't ruin. And so for the first 18 years of my life, it was strictly, well, actually 20 years of my life, it was strictly my mom's turkey. And this is, I'm not exaggerating at all. She would overcook these things to the point where you could actually leave them out on the counter for a day or two, which she often did, and not worry about botulism or other any kind of disease, because it was really more of a mummification at that point. It was not going anywhere. When I met my current lovely lifetime wife, Deb, she brought a recipe from her grandmother that I've never really heard of before, where she puts the turkey in a bunch of water with vegetables and everything else, cooks it really hot with foil, and then takes it off in the last, then browns it up. It is amazing. It is crazy good. And it doesn't taste like turkey, because it's got all the vegetables infused and all that good stuff. But the bottom line is, it really made me laugh at my mom's version of turkey. It was, I have no idea what she does. Bless her heart.
Well, I don't know. I just don't like turkey. But my point was, I still find other things to eat on Thanksgiving. And generally it's not meat, because I go to my in-laws' house and they only make turkey. So I'll eat basically, my Thanksgiving dinner consists of mashed potatoes and bread. It's delicious.
Wow. Oh, that's stuffing.
No stuffing. Oh, no stuffing.
Cranberry sauce?
Wow.
No.
How about you, Daph?
Oh, I love turkey. I love pretty much all the fixing. I love mashed potato and gravy. We get what else do we do? Oh, my mouth's starting to water now. Cranberry sauce. Stuffing. We make these like little bread rolls, but like cheese bread, like stuffed with cheese inside them.
Yeah.
Those sound delicious.
Yeah. This year, Thanksgiving. So Thanksgiving in Canada falls on the second Monday of October. And this year, that weekend, I went to Florida. I was at the Universal, right? And I came back Sunday night around 10:30, 11 o'clock. And the turkey was already in the oven because I had cousins over for the long weekend, so they were going to head back Monday afternoon. So we decided to do Thanksgiving at just past midnight on Sunday night, so early Monday morning. So we actually had the first Thanksgiving, and it was great. I loved it.
it is my favorite meal of the year, period. There's nothing else that compares to it. It is a go-to meal, and I will take a picture of my plate and share it online, because it's become a de facto hilarious thing in the family. I really love cranberry sauce that my wife makes from real cranberries. And so my plate pretty much looks like turkey, mashed potatoes and gravy, stuffing, all covered with cranberry, and then a layer of gravy over the top. Brussels sprouts don't make it in. Weird tomato aspect, other weird stuff that, you know, the old school used to bring into it. Nah, give me the three basics covered with gravy and cranberry. I'm in heaven. So
Zitternats says, so important question. Are you a fresh cranberry person or a canned gravy? Canned cranberry popper.
I just answered that.
I don't eat cranberry sauce, as we just said. I'm just making sure that he knows his questions being answered. Yeah. My husband likes the canned cranberries, though.
I go with canned.
Which is weird, because he's such a picky eater, yet he eats that.
Now, until you have the – again, this is – I'm really giving my wife a lot of accolades here. I was truly a canned, you know, Ocean Spray canned cranberry guy until I tasted my wife's fresh – cranberry sauce that is unbelievable. So now I'm a purist now.
I'll tell you that the day after Thanksgiving, we have our own Thanksgiving here where we eat ham and macaroni and cheese, and it is delicious.
So for the one but day also, of the year, the little cows are safe. Is that what you're saying?
The little yes, baby but they're cows? Not safe tonight, because I was also going to add that tonight my husband and I are going out for his birthday, belated birthday, and our anniversary celebration, which was weeks ago. But we're actually going out tonight, and we're going to a very fancy steakhouse where we're going to enjoy really thick sirloin steaks that are to die for, like right. to die for. Like,
well, I thought you were saying your mouth again.
Well, I had veal on we had veal on Wednesday, so okay. We have veal once a year now. Right. But yeah, and then we're gonna get real nice thick slab bacon. Oh, so good,
so good. That's
heaven to me.
Well, one of the best meals I've ever had in my life was in New Jersey at an Italian restaurant with a stuffed pork chop. Oh my God! To this day, my mouth is watering right now. Big thick pork chop stuffed with dates and walnuts and I don't know what else. Every bite just made me squirm. It was so good.
next time you come to New Jersey, Pat, I'm taking you to this restaurant. It's so good.
Okay, I'm down.
You will never be able to eat steak anywhere else again. It is okay. So good.
All right.
Like literally melts in your mouth. Oh my God, so good. That invitation applies to you, Safi, if you're ever in New Jersey. Sounds I just know great. Pat comes more frequently because his daughter
is you're a lot closer than I am, Saf, so you might want to take her out.
That's true. Yeah.
We'll be out there this summer for the baby. So, anyway.
Katie's going to kick your butt.
No, she's announced now. She is announced officially.
Oh, okay.
So. Whatever. I don't want to go there. I know, it's so hard to juggle information in this family. There's too many people, too many things, too many events, whatever.
Well, blah, blah, blah. Let me just clear the record up that Pat's not coming to New Jersey for my baby.
Yeah, well.
That's not happening.
I'm not going anywhere near any of that conversation. We're just going to leave it alone. I don't want to be responsible. I have often said that my primary service should be making girl babies. That's what I do, apparently. I have five. So all I have to do is touch somebody, and they will instantly become imbued.
Okay, let's end this conversation.
There we go.
All right, we're done with the sixth step.
My point was just that I'm not pregnant is what I was implying. Let's see. Bruder says, oh, lovely, happy belated anniversary and birthday to Mr. Alyssa. I love steak, too. Going out to steakhouse next Saturday. So good. And Ebron, I'm pretty sure she's replying to the Mr. Sparkle dialogue, Patrick. She says, it's a radish the size of a dachshund.
I think it's a turnip the size of a dachshund. Yeah.
What's a dachshund?
She says radish. It's a radish the size of a dachshund.
It's Ebron. A radish the size of a dachshund?
So I believe the quote from Mr. Sparkle is turnip the size of daikon? And daikon is Japanese for radish.
Okay, say it again slowly. I want to write this down.
Is turnip the size of daikon?
Is turnip the size of daikon? I have no idea why I couldn't figure that out. Are you kidding me?
Something about acorns.
It's been keeping you awake for weeks. Okay, good. Thank you.
Daikon is Japanese for radish.
I believe it.
Let's see. Happy Tapper, Sam.
Thank you.
Says, sorry for the randomness, but I thought Alyssa would relate to my excitements of the Incredibles 2 teaser hitting today. Yes, Sam, I'm very excited about the Incredibles. Incredibles 2. I love that movie. So does anyone else have anything they'd like to add?
Sorry for Pat. I was just going to tell you after the show, but since Bridger's chimed in, I figured I'd just finish that off for you.
I'm so happy.
Ebron.
I might go buy a turnip now just in celebration. So.
All right then. So the next official episode of Addicts Live will be December 2nd, which is 2 weeks from today. We will do our Thanksgiving preview as long as Christmas – Thanksgiving preview. What is wrong with me? Our Christmas preview as long as Christmas has not hit. If Christmas has hit, well, then we'll be talking about the Christmas event, and there's no need to preview it. everybody will know what it is. So look for a couple things on the site this week. One will be the preview of Cyber Monday and Black Friday. Well, Black Friday. I don't know if we're going to preview Cyber Monday just yet, but preview of Black Friday. The other one will be the actual contents of the mystery box with the Should I Buy post, the regular mystery box rundowns later in the week when they actually hit. The other one will be a preview of, a All I Want for Christmas type post from Sam, a guest post. The other one will be a post for me, a fun post about Christmas, hopefully, if I can not be so cranky about it. And I will also say that Thursday is a holiday in the U.S. Friday is also a holiday in the U.S. Businesses are closed unless you're a store. So we're going to, after Wednesday, we're going to take it easy on site. You'll see some posts from Safi, but you're not going to see too much other stuff from, at least for me. I need a much needed break, guys, because you're driving me crazy. So we will have, you know, a couple days of just a few posts, but not a ton, because it is holidays around here. And Patrick, I'm hoping Patrick will do, instead of a Friday filler post, he will do a Wednesday filler post. We'll see. We'll get something up from Patrick as well.
Okay. That felt like an aside.
Anybody else have anything you'd like to add?
Meeting adjourned. No.
Yeah, that's right.
Does anybody else have anything they'd like to add?
No.
Go Ducks. I mean, we're up against the most dynamic player in the nation right now, Khalil Tate with Arizona, but we're getting our quarterback back. So I have a feeling we'll probably get beat, but maybe not by as much as if we had our complete freshman who can't throw football more than 8 yards quarterbacking for us. So there you go.
All right. So we will see everyone.
That was mostly for
school. Ooh, everybody's talking about. We will see everyone in 2 weeks. My earphones just died. Hang on 1 second, because I'm not going to be able to hear anything. Okay. We will see everyone in 2 weeks. Have Happy Thanksgiving if you're celebrating it. And otherwise, bye-bye.
Later.
Thanks for listening. Remember, you can always catch us at tstoaddicts.com for everything TSTO, The Simpsons, and beyond. You can also find us on Twitter and Facebook at TSTOaddicts. Until next time, friends.